every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard. Greetings from Boston, Massachusetts, in the hub of New England. Marty Terrell here along the way. Dominic Jimenez as well here. We are on Sports Overnight America. You know, in the summer months, you know, weekends begin on Thursday. So we'll call this our little weekend edition, right? As we go into a Friday here on Sports Overnight America, the baseball stuff, we'll get to that. A lot of NFL news, you know, and some NBA schedule release, which is... You know, I don't know why the NBA thinks they got something on the NFL. When we await the NFL schedule each year, what's it come out in April, early May? I think it's April. We get excited. We get excited. NBA, not so much. But anyways, you know, the NBA will put five games up on Christmas Day. And the NFL, of course, has a triple header. I'm pretty sure maybe four. But I'm doing the due diligence right now. But football will absolutely slaughter the NBA in the Christmas ratings. Now, Brock Hines said it the other day, and he made a good point. The NBA has their followers, and sports fans are going to channel flip around. And, you know, if there's a blowout in the NFL or a blowout in the NBA, you're going elsewhere. You just are. But, you know, they get five stabs at it. The NFL gives you a three-pack of games, and it's Christmas. And, you know, then, you know, and no lie, in the Bible Belt, this does not go over well. They people find it affront. They unaffront. They don't like it. So that's where we'll get started today. You know, Kansas City too, Rashee Rice, you know, he's going to have his NFL hearing on Tuesday, September 30th. Well, week four of the NFL ends on Sunday the 28th or Monday the 29th. So make no mistake, he's going to play the first four games of the year for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, and even then you can appeal and do all the other things. But he was involved in a serious accident. He's going to sit out some time. I'll give the NFL and Goodell credit. They don't mess around with this stuff. You know, with Ruggs and some of the others, you step outside the parameters of law, especially with vehicles. And I'm not saying alcohol was involved in the Rice case. I don't know enough about it, but it certainly was in the others. And you're going to pay a price. There's no question about that. That's where we'll get started today. I'm dipping into on the Little League World Series. Man, I love that. I really do. But we're coming right back here on Sports Overnight America. Job and you ask where the hell I've been, and I'm too perfect, so I open my big mouth. I want to be me, is that not allowed? And I'm too clever, and then I'm too stupid.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Marty Trail here live in Boston, part of Sports Overnight America on a summer weekend. And again, weekends start Thursday, right?
Well, I tell you what, the Thursday traffic, too. I got to just tell you, this Uber driver, and I felt so bad, Guillermo, nice guy. But I was on the phone and, you know, sitting in the back. And then I looked up and I said, where are we? I mean, I'm going to the Hilton. Where are we? And we were over some terminal out by some access road, and I felt so bad. I'm like, whoa, dude, gotta get to work. And I just took a deep breath and said, you know what? This too shall pass. But Guillermo came through in the clutch, got me here with about 10 minutes to spare. So, but my point is, and I know it's like this in all major cities. I mean, Dallas, I remember last year during the NBA Finals. Oh, my Lord. I mean, it took me, I was out by SMU, what would that be called, University Heights in Dallas, whatever. I was near SMU, near the Dallas Country Club, and it took me probably an hour and a half to get to American Airlines Arena, just bumper to bumper. Tonight, the Ted Williams Tunnel and I-93 north, heading up north towards the beaches of Maine where people duck out and blow off Friday during the summer, bumper to bumper. So lots of fun. I don't know how people do it. I did it for a while in Boston. I lived in a town called Westford, Mass. Had to go into Burlington, Woburn, and downtown Boston for Celtic games. And I'll tell you, you know, even though I'm not driving, I'm in an Uber. I mean, I do drive, but I'm not driving here because it doesn't make any sense. You know, renting a car, coming to a major city, you're just asking for trouble. I'd rather just Uber it, taxi it, do what you got to do. But the fact of the matter is, you get flashbacks to just sitting in that traffic. I don't know how people do it. I mean, Des Moines can be rough. I mean, Des Moines is like a pocket of what Boston or New York or San Fran, L.A., Seattle. I mean, these are just, it's brutal. But, hey, I digress. All right, let's get to, I'll save the NBA NFL thing, but, you know, the Rashee Rice thing, I just want to hit it real quick. You know, the first four games of the year, for the Chiefs, he's going to play for the Chiefs, and I think he's going to be a much targeted receiver. You know, let me just say this too, because we saw the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce on the Jason Kelce podcast, and man, they put up big numbers. I mean, I got to give them credit. That podcast is just a monster. I mean, it's not Joe Rogan, but it's right up there, and Colin Cowherd, too. He's got big numbers. But anyways, the Chiefs will have Rice in the lineup, and he's going to be not a featured receiver, but he's going to be a big-time option for Mahomes and the Chiefs. But the season opener is in San Paulo,
and that'll be against the Chargers. Then they host Philadelphia, which is obviously huge. Then they go to MetLife in the Meadowlands against the Giants, and then they host Baltimore. So, you know, that first, you know, as we say, we break it down into those four little mini four seasons. The Chiefs, I would say right now, take care of the Chargers. Philly will be at home. You got to give them an edge there. Giants could be a little tricky in Baltimore at home. So other than San Paolo, the Chiefs, I mean, they got some home cooking until, I mean, look at this, till the end of October, and then they start November on the road at Buffalo, and then they get a bye week to kind of, you know, catch their breath. So when you look at the Chiefs' schedule, Chargers in San Paolo, Philly at home, at Giants, Baltimore. So I'm going to give them at worst 3-1. And then at Jacksonville to start October, Detroit at home, Vegas at home, Washington at home before the aforementioned game with Buffalo. I mean, Kansas City's got an unbelievable schedule. Now, you're going to pay a price for that because after Buffalo, you get a bye week. Then you're going to go Denver. You got Indy at home. You go to Dallas. You got Houston, Chargers, and then at Tennessee, Denver, at Vegas. I mean, the Chiefs are going to win. I mean, the Chiefs are going to be at worst 13-4, maybe. Yeah, 13-4, which is going to win that division. It's going to win that division. Now, the Charger fans want you to believe otherwise, and I'm not going to buy in. I'm just not doing it because when I look at the Chargers, I say to myself, look, great quarterback. Receiving core pretty good. I mean, you look at them. Last year they won all the games they were supposed to, and you know they lost some games that you know you weren't surprised. But at the end of the day, you look at them and you look at what Harbaugh's going to do. Ultimately, 11-6 last year. Harbaugh, you got to look at his other pro stop along the way. He's won 55 games against 21 defeats as a head coach, but I still think they're going to be third in that division. I really believe that. I think they will. You know, you got to figure the Raiders will be, you know, bringing up the rear, the Chargers, and then you look at. Let me look at that AFC. Denver and KC. So you got KC 1. Thank you, Dom. Denver, you got Denver 2. And the LA Chargers and Denver will battle it out for that 2 spot. I'll take Denver, and then then you're going to have to put the Chargers 3 and then obviously the Raiders. But Kansas City's winning that division, so there's going to be no change. And I'll throw in a programming note. Tonight at 9 East, ESPN is going to unveil, and I won't watch a lick of this. I just, you know, I love the – I get the NFL and the popularity, but, I mean, I can't get myself all hunkered down on a Thursday night or a weekend to watch The Kingdom on ESPN, episodes 1 and 2 tonight. Oh, my Lord. I mean, how much more can you squeeze out of the Kansas City Chiefs? Seriously. But I do want to, and listen to me, because that's all I've talked about so far. But here's what I want to say about the Chiefs, and that's Andy Reid, okay? And when you think about the Chiefs and you look at Andy Reid and what this guy's done in Philadelphia and what he's done, obviously, in Kansas City, his career record at 273, I'm just going to throw this out here. As much as I do believe that Belichick will be back in the NFL, and I've said it, I think he's going to be a one-off in the college ranks at North Carolina. I do not think that Belichick is going to be even back there for a second year. I may be wrong, but you know NFL jobs are going to open up, and we'll do more on this a little bit later on in the second half hour because I'll speculate on a couple spots. But here's what I will tell you. Andy, if Belichick does come back and then breaks Don Shula's record, I can tell you right now, Andy Reid at 273, if he wins 13 this year regular season, that puts him at 286. He would only need another, I don't know, and Andy Reid is what, 64, 65 years old? You got to think he's got minimum 5 years, maximum. I mean, if he's coaching at 72, 73, 74, anybody going to be surprised? I won't.
I mean, if Belichick comes back, he's Belichick's tipping the scales at what? He was born in 51, 9, maybe 53. So Belichick would be at 72, and if he spends a year, Belichick could come back for two more and still be 75, 76 years old when he finally heads off into retirement. So, you know, that's my point. My point is this, you know, I mean, Belichick, and I think it's admirable dipping down to the college ranks and, you know, doing it at a place like North Carolina, which wants some football credibility, you know. But this idea that, you know, hey, Carolina, you know, North Carolina Tar Heels are going to be in the national championship picture and even the playoff situation, I think is crazy. I mean, I just do. It's the Atlantic Coast Conference, and there's a lot better teams than them. But listen, this is going to be a little bit of a downscaled bellwether on Belichick. And by that, I mean what? I mean, if he turns North Carolina around real fast, then you're going to start really getting a little bit of the bad end in Foxborough to go away. And people say, hey, man, look what he did. Yeah, granted, it's college football. But look what this man has done with this North Carolina program. Who knows? But you know what? College football is mirroring the NFL. Belichick, if he does stay for multiple years in Chapel Hill, he's going to bring quality high school kids in. He's still Bill Belichick. He's still Bill Belichick, and kids are going to want to play, and the mom and dad are going to be nudging the kids along to, hey, go play for the all-time great. But like I said, Belichick comes back, gets the record. Andy Reid may wrestle it right away. Hi, Marty Terrell. We are in Boston. Dominic Jimenez is going to join the show. Coming up.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Coming to you live from Beantown, Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America. A little summer weekend soiree get together as we talk the world of sports. Get Dom in here in a moment. I told you I love watching the College World Series. I like that too, but I like the Little League World Series too down in Williamsport. I've never been. It's been a bucket list item to go down there. But we sent a guy a few years ago at our local show out in Iowa, and he came back and said, "Wow. You have no idea." And, you know, as I watch this, and I'm watching Chinese Taipei right now against Mexico, and just as I spoke, my TV has an error 771, no signal. How about that? So I put the hex on it, put the Terrell curse on it. But this colleague of mine came back and said, "Wow." And I'm like, "Yeah, is it as good as it looks on TV?" And he said, "Even better." And, you know, you look at the field, it is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And, you know, did we not have a big league game there last year, the year before? Not on that field, but in that complex. And here's the other thing. And it was a Yankee game, and to see Aaron Judge these kids were absolutely starry-eyed. I mean, it was just an incredible moment. But here's a couple things on a Little League World Series I'll throw out there. First of all, that ballpark on TV, the way it's manicured and all the green, it reminds me of Augusta and the Masters. That's what it reminds me of. In a microcosm fashion, it just is so well groomed and manicured. The place is spotless. And I love the, you know, the press box that the ESPN ABC broadcasters adorn. They've got, you know, they've got press seating for some of the national writers. I mean, this is an international event, and I tell you, it's a bucket list. I gotta get there before my days are done. I want to be able to say I did it. And just they say the concessions are unbelievable. And, you know, look at Little League Baseball has gotten a bad rap around the country. I mean, even young ladies softball around the country. Why? Because of the parents, the crazy parents. You know, I don't think you see that. I think there's a level of decorum. There is a level of respect and dignity that the parents, you know, that the you know, these helicopter parents, and especially some of the dads who get a few beers under their belt, show up at, you know, Johnny's Little League Baseball game and make an ass out of themselves. I don't think you'd see it. I don't think they'd tolerate it. I think they'd give you the old heave-ho. But anyways, I just wanted to do that because, you know, it's August when it's the Little League World Series and it's some good stuff. Dom, do you watch the Little League World Series? I'm just curious here. A little informal poll before we get into a few other things. How are you, Dom? What's going on?
Doing well. Absolutely do not watch it. If something interesting happens and I catch a highlight, cool. But that's not something I'm interested in watching.
I just like it because, like I say, when I saw Judge and the Yankees, and I forgot who they played, you know, the White Sox or Phillies, I don't remember who it was. I think it was the Phillies. But anyways, just to see these kids look at Aaron Judge, and I just thought it was just a cool moment. And the other
that part I'll agree on you with. That's what I'm like, the clips of something cool happening, their interaction with the
right.
Big league players, that I'm all for that. That's perfect social media scrolling. But I don't need to watch ESPN and watch a bunch of 10-year-olds actually play baseball. No, I'm okay.
I love it. I really do. And I'm glad the parents behave. But all right, so we digress. But the other thing I wanted to say, though, is I like it when the kid gets up to bat or they show the pitcher and they say his favorite athlete or favorite celebrity is. And the kids from, Chinese Taipei, some of their heroes. I mean, I don't know who Pinkaku is, but apparently he's big, or she, I don't know. But these kids are something else. They really and truly are. They're into pop culture. They're into sports. I see a lot of Kobe Bryant, their favorite athletes, which I think is really cool that they haven't forgotten Kobe from what we lost him, 6 years ago now or 7 years ago now. All right, let's go, Dom. NFL versus the NBA on Christmas. I don't want to, pry too much. But let's assume now that you are going to sit down on Christmas at some point and watch sports. What will you watch? Do I need to tell you what the menu is before you answer, or do you want to just give me a blanket answer? Let me hear.
No, I'll give you a blanket answer. I'm going to say I'm 80% sure that the NFL's games are on Netflix, which means there's not a lot of scrolling. So I'll probably – it depends on the timing of everything. I haven't looked beyond a really quick look because you mentioned it before the show started. At some of the key games during the NBA schedule release. I know the Warriors are playing. They'll probably be later in the day because I think they're playing Dallas. So I'll probably watch football if it's on in the morning, and then I'll watch the Warriors later on. But I'm not one that is – sorry, let me rephrase that. With the NFL playing on Christmas, I'm not – definitely not going to be watching – random basketball games. I'd much rather watch random football games than basketball.
And I think you would be the largest, and I'm with you on that, by the way. I concur, so I think we will be in the decided majority that the, you know, I mean, you're going to have 8 sporting events on that day. You got 5 from the NBA and 3 from the NFL. So obviously you're going to have some crossover. But if you look at, you know, if you look at the NBA, you know which order they're going to go in on Christmas Day. You're going to get Cavs Knicks at noon Central. I'm going Central time, or maybe even Eastern. So it'll be 11 o'clock Central. San Antonio, Oak City, Houston, and the Lakers, Dallas, Golden State. You mentioned Minnesota, Denver, and there you go. So you're right. So Minnesota, Denver will probably bring up the rear, but maybe it's Dallas and Golden State. I don't know. But if you look at football, you're going to have Denver at Kansas City, Baltimore at Houston, Dallas, Washington. I mean, those are 3 pretty darn good games, you have to admit. So it's not like, and I'm not saying the NBA is trotting out trash. They're not. But those are going to be 3 very tough games to stack up against. But here's my question. With 8 professional sporting events on Christmas Day, do you have, and I'm not getting into religion, but do you have any problem with the people who come down hard on the fact that, you know, Christmas, I mean, come on, sacred day like that and you're playing sports? I mean, I don't have a huge problem with it because you don't have to tune it in. Nobody comes to your house, you know, with a warrant and tells you, you know, you're in trouble because you're not watching sports on Christmas Day. And I'm sure some families can block it out. But what's your general feeling about this? Or is it just much ado about nothing?
I think it's almost comical that people would complain about it. Are these people, because, you know, Christmas is a very Christian Catholic holiday, obviously. Are you complaining that the NFL plays on Sundays? I don't believe so. So people complaining that there's games on Christmas, I just chuckle at that.
Yeah, I mean, I watch them. I mean, does it take away from family stuff? I think if you allow it to, it can. But there you go. All right, so then let's so we got Christmas out of the way. Now let's go to opening night NBA. Oklahoma City, Houston, you know why they're doing that. Defending champions, and then they've got Durant. That'll be on October 21st. Man, that's just right around the corner. It seems like the season just ended, for crying out loud. And it did back in June. Lakers, Golden State, and then Mavs, Dallas Mavs, and Spurs. You know they're going to get a they're going to showcase Cooper Flagg on opening night. I understand that. Boy, Durant. Boy, does the NBA kowtow to Kevin Durant? I mean, I think he's a draw, but he's got to be at least a 10-year, 12-year veteran, at least a 12-year veteran. I don't know. He's a great player. This is his 5th stop along the way. Are they making a bigger deal out of Houston than they should, Dom? In your opinion?
So here's the thing, Marty. I would argue in this case they're not kowtowing to Kevin Durant. What they have created is now everybody is going to get to watch Oklahoma City get their rings, and Kevin Durant has to effing watch it. That's what they're doing.
That's
what they're doing. They're not saying Kevin Durant is the hugest draw in the NBA. We need to put him on national TV. No, they're doing it for the drama, Marty. They're doing it that Kevin Durant has to watch the ex that he couldn't get the ring with finally go be happy with somebody else, despite all of his relationships since then that haven't been the same. He's got to watch that team get a ring. Now, Kevin Durant did get rings with the Warriors, but he's got to go watch OKC do it on their home floor, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's a good point. But you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, if I'm Durant, I take my two rings and I show up with those on my. And when the crowd gets on him, he can say, look at these. No, that's a very good point.
And I also want to say, I believe he was drafted in like 07, 08. So we're pushing 20 years, not just 10.
No, wait a second. What year did he come out of?
I want to say he came out of Texas around 07.
Oh, you got to Google this. You got to Google this. You may be
right now. I'm good. Kevin Durant was drafted in the 2007 NBA draft class.
So he started in the NBA in 2008, correct?
No, 2007. It was the 2007-2008 season. Because the draft's in June.
So he's a 17-year veteran. Boy, oh boy, here I was saying 12.
Yeah,
wow.
I believe he's going into it. I think this is his 18th season. And also Al Horford in that same draft class, and he's technically still playing too.
Yeah, he sure is. Boston's about to release him, speaking of which. We shall see, but Tito will find a home. Yeah, because I remember seeing Horford with Florida at the Final Four, and I'm pretty sure it was in Indianapolis, if memory serves. It was indeed. So I'm trying to think who they played, but it doesn't matter. Interesting. Good job on the Horford Durant thing. But here's the problem I have with ESPN. Here's the problem, okay? So they're highlighting the NBA schedule, and obviously they have a vested interest, don't they? And of course, they're the worldwide leader in sports, or at least that's how they bill themselves. But trying to highlight the fact that Chris Paul is coming back, I mean, Chris Paul's a great player, but I mean, in the first or second paragraph, that's what you're bringing up? I mean, I'm not running to my TV if Chris Paul's playing. But the Clippers will be in the Intuit Dome, and they'll host the NBA All-Star Game February 15th. We're coming right back here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell in Boston. Keep it right here.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Coming to you live from Boston here as we roll into the middle of August, the final month. Well, not the final month of summer, because really you got 3 weeks in September. You could make the case that we have 5 or 6 weeks of summer left. You could make that case. Now, do I sound like I'm just trying to hang on to summer? I am, but I'll tell you what, the oppressive heat, including Boston, yeesh. I mean, tomorrow, getaway day, it'll be in the low 80s, but it'll be 95 here over the weekend. And I am, and you can tell me about the sea breeze all you want. It's still 95 degrees. It's kind of like people out in Arizona and Vegas or Palm Springs or Yuma, Arizona or Tucson. You know, it's 112, but, you know, it's dry heat. It's still 112, for Christ's sakes. Or for crying out loud. You know, I'm serious. When I hear people say that, I said, that's fine. You can't leave. You can't go out of your house. I remember we had friends in Arizona or Scottsdale, and we showed up at their house. And the day we got there, you know, it was about 105 in the shade. And we're glad you came out from New England. This is when we live back here. Oh, we're so glad you came. Welcome. Oh, by the way, our pool is being maintained. We're getting maintenance done on the pool. We got to shock the pool. And I'm like, holy smokes. You sold me on this trip. The people had, you know, a nice little patio and a pool and a built-in fire pit and a grill. And it's being maintained. I don't think we ever put a toe in the water there. But anyways, I just get a chuckle out of that. And then these weather guys in Boston. I mean, they do this too in Iowa. They do this with severe weather warning. I mean, scare the crap out of you. Don't go out of your house. Stay in the house. You know, life threat. And I get it for the elderly and the people who have some pre-existing medical conditions. But it's like, man, this guy on WBZ Channel 4 in Boston this morning, slow down. But anyway, some good stuff. All right. So let's just do some little news and notes here and throw some a few opinions out here. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to, and I've been meaning to do it. Well, I got two shout-outs, and then I'll get into my little news and notes here, okay? So item number one is Salt Lake City. Very happy to be on out there. I want to give Dino Costa and the folks out there in Salt Lake welcome aboard. Salt Lake City Sports Radio. They're on the AM dial, but you can go to Salt Lake City. I think you can put it slcsportsradio.com, and you can hear us in Salt Lake. So I want to give a shout-out there to all the Utah hockey fans, the Jazz fans in basketball. What else do they have out there? You got Utah State, the Aggies. You got the Utes from Utah, Brigham Young. Oh, I'm leaving someone out. But anyways, so it's good to be on in Utah. So give that. And I'll give a real shout-out to the Mercedes-Benz dealership out there because we're here in Boston visiting the folks here. And they have relationships with the folks in Texas. The Boston guys do, Herb Chambers and his son and all the staff here. And they also have relationships in Atlanta and Salt Lake. And out on the West Coast now and into Texas, too, the Dallas-Fort Worth market. So, hey, we're doing a little shill here. And a little cleanup from yesterday was, and I'm proud to say, my daughter Charlie Rochelle Terrell, Waukee, Iowa, 14 yesterday. And I'm telling you, folks, I can't believe it. It's like, you know, you hear that? They grow up fast. Yes, they do. Hard to believe it. Little Cha-Cha is 14. Going into eighth grade, so made me proud. So I just want to give her a little shout out. She might be listening. Anyways, Belichick, I'm gonna go with the idea that I've got this one right. And it's not a question of being right or wrong. It's just fun to speculate. But I think Belichick is a one-off in Chapel Hill. He'll not admit to this, but Bill Belichick wants that record. He wants Shula's record. Don't forget, he started under Don Shula.
And I'm not saying it's disrespect, because he'll try to sell you on the malarkey. Well, you know, if I don't break the Shula record, it won't bother me. And, you know, I worked for Don, and I was a ball boy, and my dad, Steve, and blah, blah. Listen, Belichick wants that in the worst way. He wants that in the worst way. He wants to tuck that so far you know where to Robert Kraft of the Patriots that you just know that. That whether you like it or not, that is the reality. Belichick wants that record. He wants to leapfrog over Shula, and then he's hopefully going to get back in the NFL with a decent franchise. More on that in a second. But Belichick will want to fend off Andy Reid. And Andy Reid's going to be breathing fire right down his back. He really and truly is. So let me just give you something. I'll give you a skinny on Belichick. So let's say Carolina goes 8-5. They play in the Carquest Bowl, or they play in the, the Poulon Weed Eater, or they play in, you know, I mean, look, they're not going to be playing in any major bowl. Carolina's not. They're just not. They're not that good. And Belichick can only do so much. So, you know, it's like the coach doesn't go out there and tackle block and throw touchdown passes and spike the ball in the end zone or make a game-saving tackle. But he's still Bill Belichick, and he can coach. And I think, you know, coaches have to motivate, inspire, manage, massage big egos, especially at the pro level and the college level. They still got to massage egos, but they got a little more leverage because these guys are showcasing themselves for the next level, which is the National Football League. But here's where I'll go with Belichick. One off in Carolina, Brian Daboll is not going to survive in New York with the Giants. Now, the Jets obviously filled their position last year. And they, you know, they did it in-house with Aaron Glenn. And the Raiders, who I thought, you know, even though the Brady connection, they surprisingly filled it with who? Pete Carroll. And the Patriots, after the Gerard Mayo, and all Gerard Mayo was the bridge coach. You don't want to be the coach that succeeds a legend in any sport in any capacity. You don't want to be the quarterback that comes after Brady. You don't want to be the coach after Belichick. You don't want to be the player in Chicago after Jordan. You don't want to be the guy in Boston after Larry Bird. And we could go on and on and on. But that is true. And then Jacksonville, with a very wealthy owner in Khan, gets a guy, Liam Cohen, who used to quarterback for the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. And I'm telling you right now, UMass is anything but a football school. Anything but. There are a lot of things, but a football school they're not. But that doesn't mean Liam Cohen can't coach, because he can. He's a hell of an offensive coordinator. And he's got Travis Hunter. And he's got, you know, Trevor Lawrence, who is an outstanding quarterback. And, you know, Jacksonville might be one of the surprise teams this year. We shall see. But let me just say this. As we peruse the Giants, and hear me out on this, because I think I'm on to something here. If I don't say so myself. The reason why Daboll is an endangered species is he's 14 games under 500 as a coach. The Giants' schedule in the first month could have him walking the plank. They're going to open on the 7th of September at Washington against the Commanders, then go to Dallas, host Kansas City, host the Chargers. That's just September. 0-4 is maybe not likely. 1-3 probably is. 2-2 would be unbelievable. Anything other than 2-2 in the positive way would be nothing short of a miracle. The Giants have got a long way to go. They did draft well. There's no question about it. They have a potential solution at quarterback, but they still seem to be eons away. Now, maybe not eons, but they seem to be a few. Let's just say best case scenario, the Giants are a few years away. You give me that? Okay. I'll give you that. So if they go 0-4, he's not going to see New Orleans. He won't be in Caesar's New Orleans Superdome. He'd be out. I mean, if they go 0-4, especially if the Jets get off to a good start. I mean, Daboll was lucky that he's still there. And I'm not saying that, you know, but if they make that, if they make the change, even after not even week four, but look what this, they go to New Orleans. Then they got Philly. Listen to this. They got a break going to New Orleans, but it's a road game. So that's not, they could be 0-5. Then they host Philly, go to Denver, and then go to Philly, San Francisco at Chicago, Green Bay at Detroit, at New England before a bye week. I'm telling you right now, folks, the Giants could be the worst team in the NFL this year, or at least battling for that great distinction with New Orleans. Who knows? Maybe Jacksonville, but I think that's probably not going to be the case. New England, we'll see about the Patriots. I mean, been in Boston a little while now, and there's very little buzz for that team. They're excited about the coach in Vrabel, but they're not excited about the team's schedule, number one. Number two, the standard is so high. The bar is so high with the Patriots. But I just finally looked at these media guides, and I'm looking at the Giants, and I'm thinking, where's the soft spot? And listen to this. This is how they finish up. Washington at home, Minnesota at home, at Las Vegas, Dallas at home. So the only good thing that the Giants can say about the last four games of the season is three out of the four are at home. But that may be a kiss of death, because then you got empty seats. You're a 2 or 3 win team, and people are going, what has Daboll will be? He will be the odds on to lose his job before the season is over. Brian Daboll, he will be, in my opinion, he won't survive this. And I think deep down inside, his staff knows it. You know, he looks around, and you got Kafka as his offensive coordinator, who's the assistant head coach. He, you know what he is. He's the head coach interim in waiting. And then the Belichick call goes out immediately. I mean, that's the first call that the Mara family makes, is if the Giants fire Daboll, it's Bill Belichick's job to turn down. In my opinion, it makes too much sense. He's been there. He was there under Parcells. He was there for the glory days. He would get to be the all-time leading coach as a Giant head coach. Don't think that wouldn't be a little bit of a middle finger to Robert Kraft and the Patriots. There's no love lost between the Jets and the Patriots and Belichick. We know that. I mean, there is genuine disdain. But the Giants are right behind them. They're right behind them in terms of their disdain. And don't forget, Belichick lost 2 Super Bowls to the Giants and Eli. So I'm just telling you, I think it's going to be fascinating theater. I really and truly do. So, you know, but you look around that staff, and you've got, let's see, you got Shane Bowen as the defensive coordinator. Well, they're going to need an offensive mind there. So even if Belichick weren't the guy here, they've got some. But, you know, they got Liddell Betts, who played at Iowa. He's the running backs coach, quarterbacking coach, Steve Tierney. I mean, so Mike Groh, who's the wideout guy. So the obvious one is Kafka. Kafka's the guy if probably they keep it in-house, which would be a hard sell on the Giant fan base and the New York media. It would be very hard to sell Kafka, because you're going to say, wait a second, you just fired Daboll, and now you're elevating the offensive coordinator and the assistant head coach, because why? It'll be a complete, utter house cleaning. They're all gone. And, of course, especially Belichick, he's bringing in his son. He's bringing in all his other, you know, his minions, and put his staff back together. And so I think Carolina, Belichick will never admit it, and he shouldn't, because he's getting paid a lot of money. But he's selling them the powder blue in North Carolina bill of goods, which I don't think he's going to fulfill. We're coming back. Closing comments. We'll take you home to the top of the hour right here on Sports Overnight. On Sports Byline.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Final few moments. Home stretch is where we go. Down to the finish line in this edition of Sports Overnight America. Join us all weekend long, right? And here's where I want to go. We're getting another statue. We just had the Brady statue ceremony in Foxborough outside Gillette, which was painful. Just painful. I mean, you want to hear Robert Kraft make it sound like, oh my God, that he and Brady are best buddies. They're not. But anyways, that's fine. I mean, the Brady statue, you know, I mean, look, Harry Carey's, you know, his statue's up outside Wrigley Field. If memory serves, a few years back, we were in the Bay Area, and I want to say Willie Mays is outside the home park of the Giants. I don't know if he's the only. Dom, is that the only statue outside of, what, it's not Pac Bell anymore. What the hell's the name of the stadium?
Oracle Park.
Oracle, thank you. Only Mays, or is there McCovey?
No, Cepeda and Gaylord Perry are also out there.
Oh, wow, so you got three. Okay. Outside the United Center, you got Jordan. I think he's the only one, much to Scottie Pippen's chagrin. Outside the Boston Garden, what do they have? They got to have a bird. They got to have a, I don't know. But, they, you know, Boston, the Celtics aren't big into monument, maybe Auerbach, but they, you know, they retire numbers and hang them from the rafters, and there's a million of them up there. It looks like a game of tic-tac-toe, or no, what's the numbers game? What's the numbers game? Oh, Keno. I shouldn't mention that. That's, but anyways, yeah, they got a lot of numbers up on those green and white banners hanging from the upper reaches of the Boston Garden, TD Bank Garden. But the one in Foxborough is just painful. But Pat Riley, he's going to have his bust, his statue outside of Crypto. So there you go, home of the Lakers. Congratulations, Pat Riley, on that. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding job as always. Dom's off Friday. We roll into the weekend. And I want to thank Brock Hines, too, for all his great content. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for tuning in. Stay with us for more sports talk next hour and the hours beyond, right through the weekend here on Sports Byline.